we talked about the new COVID-19 variant strain that has made it into the U.S. I believe, what, it's in 5 states now?
Well, for where they have tested, we know that there may be 5 states, but it's a safe guess to say that there are probably well more than 5 states that has this variant.
I have heard that our testing here in the U.S. has not been that great for for any new kind of strains whatsoever.
Well, let's look at the numbers. Mm-hmm. The U.K. had approximately 2 million cases of COVID, and they were able to find a variant by testing several of those strains for any mutations. The United States of America has had over 20 million cases of COVID, and as of a couple weeks ago, we've only looked at about 50 of those cases to see whether or not there are any variants. We have to constantly monitor any mutation, because any dramatic mutation will mean that the vaccine will no longer be effective. And the United States has more capacity than any nation on the face of the earth for doing this in volume, and yet we're just not doing it.
Is there a reason?
I don't want to say this, but it seems like we're always a day late and a dollar short at the CDC. The CDC is fully aware of the fact that that viruses change. So you would think that they would have been proactive to find mutations rather than reactive by following the lead of the UK. And that really alarms me because, again, we have 10 times more cases in the United States than they do in the UK, but yet they were diligent in trying to find a strain. We have probably 10 to 15 times more cases in the United States than they have in South Africa, yet they were able to find a variant. And we have yet to find any type of U.S. variant. So it's very concerning to me, especially since distribution of vaccine is going so slowly. The second thing that they're concerned about is manufacturing and supply. There is no doubt in my mind that the major manufacturers will always be ahead of the curve when it comes to producing enough vaccine for the country. The bottleneck is going to be in distribution. The current way that they're trying to distribute the vaccine through public health and through pharmacies, it's starting to be a problem, and it could be a significant problem down the road.
Okay, and what are the flaws in the distribution?
You're going to really ask me that. let me give you a context, okay, because you probably won't be able to use all of the context, but the context is this. I did a lot in international medical education several years ago, and I've visited probably 26 different countries, and in most of those systems, you have a parliamentary system and a strong public health system that dictates to the country how we're going to do things and what happens. So if there's a pandemic, if there's any type of natural disaster, their health department takes the lead role. They're in every community. Everyone knows where they are. They know exactly what to do. And the government leans on them to tell the people what the next step is medically. The United States of America is not based in that system. Public health plays very little role in the day-to-day lives of most Americans. But when it comes to general interactions with the public health system plays no major role in this country, which is why they do not have the infrastructure, they don't have the manpower, they do not have the budget. But yet they are tasked with using an international model to apply it to the United States of America. And I will go on record and say it will fail. And it's failing already. Now, the correct response to this are primary care physicians. There are 120,000 family physicians, members of the American Academy of Family Physicians. We cover the entire United States in every community, from the richest to the poorest, inner cities, rural communities. Our patients know where we are. We have relationships with them. They trust us. If there's any group of individuals who have the ability to immediately impact distribution, they are primary care physicians or family physicians. Every state has their own local academy. So there in Texas, there's a Texas Academy of Family Physicians where your governor can make one telephone call to that academy and access thousands of family physicians across the entire state, ship vaccine to the state, then ship the vaccine directly to the primary care physicians in the state.
That's Dr. Cecil Bennett, a board-certified family physician based in Atlanta. Kim Lankins, WBAP News.